Dr. Ahmed Ali, I'm an oncologist in the Cairo University.
Okay.
We're just coming to birth. So, okay, it's just basically, this shows you how the Egyptian people are united. It shows you their solidarity. Everyone's doing something. Here, we just set up a first aid, some kind of emergency first aid center where people are going. Some people, we're advising people not to go to the Ministry of Interior because lots of snipers are shooting down people with live ammunition, so we're inviting not to do it. But people are outraged and they just don't get, they have nothing left, so just that they're going for it. But they're coming with bullet injuries. What we're doing here is people, the microphones are asking for for volunteer doctors to come here and help people out. So we're doing what we can. We're just setting in some kind of first aid center. So we just fix them up as much as we can and then send them to the hospital.
So just to describe where we are, we're just a couple of streets back from the interior Interior Ministry where all of the fighting has been going on today.
Yes.
And this is actually a mosque.
This is a mosque.
And it's been turned into a makeshift first aid center.
Tell
me about the scenes you've seen in terms of people coming in today and kind of injuries.
I've seen everything. Like they've seen bullet injury. One guy just died now. He had a bullet injury. A bullet went through his heart. And there was nothing we can do about it. We needed a hospital, and there was not enough time. We've seen shotguns in the stomach. We've seen them. I've seen a hand that's been crushed with shot. It's been like shattered with a shotgun. We've seen everything right here. The police are using every kind. They're getting desperate because they're under siege in the Ministry of Interior and just getting desperate. They don't know what to do, so they've lost all reason and all sensibility, and they're just shooting at everybody.
And
I've just heard that the army is just the army is just formed a kind of a barrier between the people and the Ministry of Interior so that they can stop the violence, stop the massacres that are happening. I heard 7 people are dead. I've already seen one, so I'm not surprised.
And the latest we're hearing, we're seeing in nearby streets, just around the corner from us, is that people are still trying to attack the Ministry at the moment.
Yes, the thing is, we're trying to tell the people, we did what we want. We took Tahrir Square, give them, let them have the Ministry of Interior, the government's going, it's just a matter of time, but people are outraged.
Yeah.
They just hate the police so much.
Yeah.
And actually, the police, what's happening now is the police, they're sending, actually, like, their thugs, they're actually, like, some non-commissioned officers who took off their uniforms, and they're looting, and for two reasons. Number one, they're trying to get whatever they can right now, and number two, show that what we're doing is people are now getting desperate, and they're showing the people who went out and demonstrated are nothing but a mob, and that's not true. You can see the people out there; they're from all classes. You find the well-educated, you find people illiterate, you find all ages, and they're all talking about one thing.
They only want hot water houses. They do not want any violence towards any kind of people, any private property. All the private property has been damaged. It's the ex-police force.
And you can see here, in fact, that solidarity you're talking about, where volunteers
are doing something. Everyone's trying to do something. These are trying to hold out the people. They're getting out any person who isn't medical. Yeah. Yes, a medical professional. So any.
And do you think people are going to stay out all night tonight, as they have done on?
For sure. For sure. I've seen this all. The people actually had the mobile phones that just started to come, and they started the network started coming. The network just started to work, so people are more in communication with each other. So what's happening is people are telling, and even like when we found that our houses are being looted, people, we divided ourselves. Some people stay here, while others go there, and everyone's doing his part.
And the young man who was on the floor here just now, he was having a shotgun bullet, shotgun casing removed, right?
Yeah, it was a superficial wound, so it was easily removed.
Okay.
He's okay. And he's lucky, but some aren't.
Well, thank you, doctor. I wish you the best of luck.
Oh yes, and we hope this works after all this. And for all the victims that have given up their lives, and we don't want their blood to go for nothing. To go for nothing.